Residents of St. Thomas no longer have to journey outside of their parish to have court matters heard. The parish now boasts a brand new courthouse in Morant Bay, which was officially opened by Justice Minister Mark Golding on July 31 and handed over to Chief Justice Zelia McCalla to begin assigning court matters.
Our justice sector, and by extension our courts, exist as the primary institutions established to ensure that our citizens have access to justice and a remedy in law where their rights have been violated. The Ministry of Justice is therefore committed to ensuring that all citizens have access to a facility that is suitable for the purpose of the administration of justice.
Minister of Justice Mark Golding. The new building, located at 16 Church Street, the site of the 1865 Morant Bay Rebellion, replaces the historic Morant Bay Courthouse, which was destroyed by fire on February 19, 2007. Since the fire, matters before the St. Thomas Circuit Court have been heard in Kingston, while the Cedar Valley and Yalas courthouses were used as temporary locations for the resident magistrate sessions. The 9,013 square foot building includes two courtrooms with jury boxes, two judges' chambers, a registry, clerk's office, jury, witness and lunch rooms, sick bay, holding area with police post, public sanitary facilities, and a 40 feet container for storage of files and accommodation for the bailiff. It meets a number of safety and security standards and is designed to withstand hurricane force winds of up to 74 meters per second.
The method of construction that was used here was cost effective and enabled us to have a footprint of square footage that was sufficient for the needs of the parish or for the parish capital, and it could be erected in a fairly speedy period of time.
Chief Justice Zelia McCalla says with the new courthouse now in place, residents of Morant Bay and its wider environs in St. Thomas can look forward to vastly improved access to justice in the parish, as well as more efficient service delivery.
I must state that the physical amenities on the inside have been designed to ensure the comfort of the users of this building, as well as to improve the administration of justice. And I cannot overemphasize the pleasure that I have in at least seeing a court building in the parish of St. Thomas. So I would urge the court staff and other users of these buildings to take good care of the building. I would also like to urge the wider community, and this includes accused persons and criminals, to assist in protecting the courthouse. In future, they may need the services of the court in seeking to obtain justice.
The establishment of the new and improved Morant Bay Courthouse is yet another accomplishment under the government's strategic objective of facilitating universal social protection and inclusion. With increased access to justice for citizens in St. Thomas and other communities in the eastern end of the island, Jamaica has taken yet another step on the path to becoming the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by the year 2030.
The Minister of Education has developed specific guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
At the grades 1 to 3 level, our directive is that one supplementary book should be purchased at each grade, and this can be a reader, something that will assist the student in gaining additional information as they go through the integrated curriculum. At the grade 4 to 6 level, the recommendation is that parents purchase the GSAT workbooks for four areas: language arts, mathematics, science, social studies. This, of course, would be adequate with the books that the ministry will be providing at the primary level. At the grade 7 to 9 level, we ask parents to purchase the literature books because these are not provided by the ministry on the loan scheme. If there are students with specific learning needs, where the schools need to look at additional material that will meet those needs, we ask to include these on the book list, but these have to be approved by our education officers.
Chief Education Officer, Dr. Grace McLean.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.